You are enough. You are worth it. And it's time you start to fucking believe it too. What's up, guys? It's Jacqueline, and I'm back. Everybody's favorite anxious therapist. And no fancy intro today because we're going to get right into the nitty-gritty of today's episode, which is me giving you a little pep talk. You ready? I know you need this. Let's go. It is time to be your own fucking superhero. At what point in this life did you think you would never fail? When did somebody tell you that? When did somebody say, it's gonna be easy, it's gonna be a breeze, you got this? Never. That is some scenario you made up in your head so that you could play the victim. But you're not a victim in this life. You are crushing this life. And every single barrier and obstacle that you come to, you overcome with such grace and dignity. You are so strong and you have no idea of your potential. But you have to be the one to release that from within. You have to be the one to step into the discomfort so that you can have and own and rock that strength. You have a purpose, and to do anything less than to go after that purpose with your whole being is doing the entire world a disservice. Think about that. You have a gift that only you hold. And when you don't feel like you're good enough, when you are hard on yourself, when you put yourself down, you are restricting something within that the entire world is waiting for. Now that is selfish. It is time for you to lean into your power and own it and put it out in the world so that everybody can benefit from that. You don't get to just hold that within. You have to share it. That is your obligation. Stop sweating the small stuff. How are you going to let one barrier, one challenge, one obstacle keep you from living your best fucking life? That is not your choice to make, because you do have the strength to overcome anything that comes your way. And if you choose not to tap into that, that's your bad. You are the only one to blame for that. Nobody said it would be easy. But stop sweating the small stuff. One little obstacle doesn't mean it wasn't meant to be. One little obstacle is the universe, your God, your higher power challenging you to say, how bad do you really fucking want it? And when you give up after that first challenge, then the universe is like, see, you can't handle it. But yes, you can. The universe is wrong. You can handle whatever comes your way. Because the strength is already within you. You have so much more control over this life than you give yourself credit for. You get to choose each day how you feel, how you show up. You are in control of that. Do you have obstacles? Do you have adversities stacked up against you on end, trying to keep you from that potential? Yes. Yes, you do. But it's your job to tackle each one and show up the way you were meant to. Do you have an anxiety disorder? Yes. My name is Jacqueline Amos and I have a fucking anxiety disorder. Do I use that as a crutch to keep me from doing the things that I want to do? No fucking way. Instead, I use it as the fuel to project myself further. I use it as a resource. I tap into that energy and I channel it where I want it to be, because I'm in control. Nobody can make me feel a certain way. Do other people have an impact on me? Abso-fucking-lutely. But at the end of the day, my reaction, my response is my control, and that is what makes the difference. I get to decide how I want to respond and how I'm going to react. And at any single moment, you can change that. You can change how you respond to a shitty situation. And your reaction makes all the difference. It's not what happened, it's how you respond to it that defines who you are. What if I told you that everything you need to be wildly successful, to be obnoxiously happy, to be so full of love is already within you. What if I told you that? Because it's fucking true. You have everything you need inside of you. But if you continue to suppress the good, if you continue to let your demons take over, then your life will be this shit roller coaster that is out of control and about to fly off the fucking tracks. You are in the driver's seat. You get to decide what the outcome of your life is, what the trajectory of your life is. But you have to grab onto the wheel and steer it for yourself. You are whole. You are enough. And it's time to go out in the world and share that power. Share your presence. Make a fucking impact. You weren't here to just survive. You were here to thrive. But that is up to you. When you really want something, you become unstoppable. There is nothing that could stand in your way. When you decide that, you know what? I want to live a life full of love and happiness. You could go through all the heartache and pain and suffering in the world and still be the happiest person on this planet if you decide to be. You are not helpless. If shitty things have happened to you, that does not mean that you cannot have a good life. That does not mean that you cannot have the most amazing life. In fact, it means you can have an even better life because you've seen the darkness, so you can better enjoy the light. You cannot give up. You must refuse to give up because you have not yet tried all the possible ways to move forward, to live your best life. Until you have done that, you cannot come at me and say, this isn't for me. I don't deserve this. I can't have this. It's never going to happen because you have not tried everything. And I'm willing to bet as soon as you try to realize that you are in control and you can have the life that you want, everything will change. Everything. I love you guys so fucking much. And I want you to have the best life, your dream life. But I can't want it more than you. You can listen to my words, you can hear what I'm saying, but until you feel it and implement a change, nothing changes if nothing changes. You have to do that. And I believe in you. Go out there and kick some ass and show this world what you're made of. If you loved this episode, please let me know because I've never done anything like this, but I love keeping it real with you guys, being really raw and telling you like it is. Take back your power. And if you have a girlfriend who you know needs to take back her power too, please send her this way because the more women that hear this, the more powerful we become as a whole. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.